AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel says it's suspending more than 24 humanitarian organizations, including Doctors Without Borders, for failing to meet its new rules to vet international organizations working in the Gaza Strip. It accused Doctors Without Borders, one of the largest health organizations operating in Gaza, of failing to clarify the roles of some staff that Israel accused of cooperation with Hamas and other militant groups. International organizations have said that Israel's rules are arbitrary and could endanger staff. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the U.S. military has carried out another strike on an alleged drug boat, as President Trump says they've also hit a South American port.
U.S. Southern Command says it's conducted a strike on a boat in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The military says the vessel was engaged in narco-trafficking operations, though it did not provide evidence to back up the claim. It says two people were killed, and that brings the reported death toll to at least 107 in 30 known boat strikes by U.S. forces in the waters off South America. The Trump administration's been building up U.S. forces in the region, aiming to pressure Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. And President Trump told reporters Monday,
"There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs."
And saying the U.S. was responsible.
"So we hit all the boats and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement. And that is no longer around."
I'm Ben Thomas.
Power problems and a stuck train interrupted rail services through the undersea channel tunnel, connecting the United Kingdom and continental Europe today. Many passengers have been stranded during the busy end-of-year holidays. Stocks edged lower in morning trading on Wall Street today. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports a business legend is stepping aside.
A new year means a new era at Berkshire Hathaway. Warren Buffett isn't going anywhere. He'll remain chairman and plans to continue coming into the office every day. He's turning over the top spot to Greg Abel. Investors will be watching closely to see what changes Abel might make in Berkshire's trajectory, but they don't expect any seismic shifts. Buffett grew Berkshire from a struggling New England textile mill that he started buying for up to $7.60 a share in 1962 to the massive conglomerate that it is today, with shares that go for more than $750,000 a pop. Abel has already shown himself to be a more hands-on manager than Buffett, but he still follows the Berkshire model of autonomy for acquired companies. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.